This is Iris Neal. Join us for Job Talks, bringing you news about great jobs and growing our regional economy.
Job Talks on KNSJ's East County Magazine show is supported by our listeners and by the nonprofit San Diego Building Trades Family Housing Corporation, building our future.
Good afternoon. My name is Zima Jacobson, and I will be hosting for Iris Neal today on Job Talks. This afternoon, I have Cindy Gompers-Graves, the president and CEO of the South County Economic Development Council, with us. Thank you for being here today, Cindy.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to talk today about the South County EDC and some of the projects that you all are involved in. Can you let our listeners know just exactly what is the South County Economic Development Corporation?
Sure. We're a 501c3 nonprofit who promotes economic development and encourages investments in the cities of Chula Vista, southern part of San Diego, Imperial Beach, Coronado, and National City. We work with businesses to help them expand and also to help them locate into South County.
So the EDC isn't a chamber of commerce. It brings together business and community members, elected officials, and regional officials. There more than that involved?
Yeah, we're actually not a chamber of commerce. South County has a lot of great chambers of commerce, and we support them, but they're also part of South County EDC because we're building the future vision for South County. A little bit different than a chamber of commerce who focuses on the here and now and connecting the business community, we're focused on the here and now and moving forward into the future.
Now, you have a relationship with Mexico and Baja. Are you working on economic development between the two countries here in South County?
We're very privileged to work with our partners in Northern Baja, particularly DATEC and Tijuana CDT. That takes on two different hats. Sometimes we're working with businesses who want a presence on both sides of the border, and sometimes we're working on areas of mutual interest, like reducing border wait times.
That's great. Now, let's talk about the South County Vision Project that you have started. I know it's taken a few years of planning and discussion to finally get this all underway. So why don't you give us a little background on how this all came to be?
Well, South County is very privileged to have many, many projects that are all coming to fruition within the next 2 years. That includes the new university that's being planned on the eastern part of Chula Vista, or the new port of entry in eastern Otay Mesa, Otay 2, with the toll road SR-11 connecting it. It also includes the Chula Vista Bayfront, the redevelopment of Brownfield, Pond 20, and lots of other things. The problem is all these projects were planned in silos, and there's a need to connect them to make sure we're building on the synergy that exists with every single project. So, for example, the cross-border terminal that should be breaking ground before the end of the year, what does that mean to the development of the Chula Vista Bayfront? And should we be looking at different types of programs at the university, maybe aviation repair or aviation design, to tie in both Brownfield and the cross-border terminal? So the fact that they're being planned in silos, we feel like we could be missing some more economic opportunities, and we're looking to connect those with this effort.
That sounds like a major, major effort here. So how are you doing now? You've got some funding, and you've started taking surveys?
Yeah, thanks to the generosity of many of our jurisdictions, as well as San Diego Foundation and many, many of our members, South County EDC has raised over $150,000 for this effort. And our first venture was to go and ask the public what they want. You don't ever want to do long-term planning without getting public input in and seeing the public's ideas and what they think. So right now, we're on track to get 4,000 surveys that should happen towards the end of September, early part of October. As of this morning, we have already collected over 2,400, but there's still room, lots of room, for people to chime in and tell us what they think should happen in South County.
Do you have to live in South County to fill out the survey?
No, actually, there's advantages to both. If you live in South County, your perspective is valued, as well as if you live outside South County and you're looking into South County, your perspective is valued also. So we'd like to hear from both.
Can you do it on the internet? How would one go about filling out the survey?
There's a couple ways you can do it. One is we do have survey takers all the time, and you're welcome to approach one of them, or they'll even approach you. But the easiest way to do it for your listeners is to do it online, and our website address is www.scedcvisioning.wordpress.com. And you can go online. It'll take you about 5 minutes. Plus, you can also click onto some other sites and hear more about the projects that are happening in South County, too.
That's great. Now, when you look at the projects that are going on and you look at the jobs that are going to come in for these projects, so you want to make sure that the supporting industries and the supporting businesses will create the jobs for the folks in the South County and East County that would be able to give them a good wage and some benefits. Have you discussed any of that?
We've discussed in terms of looking at the jobs, particularly as it relates to Chula Vista Bayfront, because that was a lot of the conversation when we were looking at specific developer. So that is being worked on by the Port of San Diego, and that definitely will come out to play at the Chula Vista Bayfront. Depending on specific projects like the university, like Brownfield, there those are negotiations that are still having to happen, but those are things that are always being looked at, is what kind of jobs are being created, what kind of salaries they pay, and also what kind of spinoff effect they have. What kind of economic impact does that particular business have? How many other jobs will it generate?
We all know Torrey Pines has the biotech. And if you look at South Bay around this new university, are there going to be some industries around there or some research development around there that would complement the university and also bring in some research into the South Bay?
I think UCSD is an excellent model for a university promoting economic development at its optimum level, and we'd be honored to do something like UCSD. There is a tech park that is planned next to the university, and I think that we all agree that the university must have some kind of R&D component to it to ensure that we are spinning off products that could be manufactured right here in San Diego County, and particularly from where we sit in the Otay Mesa, Eastern Chula Vista portion of San Diego County.
Well, we're real fortunate that Chula Vista is about 13 miles to the border of Mexico. You have Brownfield, which has a customs section in Brownfield. So a lot of folks can fly into Brownfield and then go down to Mexico to go to their businesses there or to their this side of the border where they have their other businesses. Do you see a lot of that development happening in Otay Mesa where it will continue to grow and also with the new border crossing?
Otay Mesa and Eastern Chula Vista will obviously very much continue to grow. As a matter of fact, there's some projections that show Chula Vista's population doubling in the next 20 to 30 years because of all the development happening there. And as you look at Mexico, Northern Baja is growing, particularly more on the eastern side. And their projections for planning have Tecate and Tijuana connected in one continuous type of development along the toll road. So there's going to be a lot of opportunities there. And as we look at companies coming to locate on both sides of the border, the Millennia Project, which is a McMillan project, has set up corporate offices in their development plan that are specifically geared towards attracting corporations that want a U.S. presence and a Mexico presence and are creating commercial facilities, office buildings, to handle that type of transaction and that type of business in their facilities.
So the Vision Project is actually South County's way of doing some self-determination of how they develop and how they grow into the future and what kind of a community that they want and will have in the next 10, 15, 20 years.
I kind of like to think as a visioning project, as a seize the day kind of moment. We want to make sure we're capturing every single opportunity. And sometimes you look at things in silos and that means one thing. Sometimes when you connect them with other things, it means a lot more. And for our residents of South County, they deserve a lot more. A lot more jobs. If you don't believe me, come watch the mass exodus that happens on the 5 and 805 in the morning. They deserve a better quality of life, not to spend all that time on the road, and they deserve the jobs. And the students and the children in South County deserve access to higher education that will come with the university, and that is sorely missing in South County right now.
I just have one little question here about the future prison development in Otay. It looks like at the current time, there's going to be two new prisons built. I know a state one, and I think perhaps a federal prison. Can you give us an update on that and how that's going to impact your vision project?
Right now, there's one that is being considered by the state of California that is an addition, if you will, to their existing facility out there in Otay Mesa. That's plans for another 800-bed facility. There is a private prison that has also received approval that is planning on leasing out the facility to the federal government that will work more as an immigration facility, if you will. There is some concern about, there's, I should mention, there were also several other prisons being discussed for that area. There is some concern about having having a perception problem when you have a prison cluster located and you're trying to get people to build on the 2,000 acres of industrial land that the county has set aside in East Otay Mesa that is adjacent to this prison. So as you look at more prisons, you have to stop and say, when is enough enough? And when do we start serving inmates from outside of our region and you start becoming the draw for prisoners as opposed to serving your existing population? And for that reason, and mainly because of the potential negative impact this could have on the investment opportunities in South County, South County EDC has said, no more prisons. We're not going to support and will actually actively work against any more proposed prisons going on in the Otay Mesa area.
On a lighter note, how about the arts and culture? Is there an emphasis on that in the South County?
You know, South County EDC about 3 years ago, and to the credit of what used to be called the San Diego Convention and Visitors Bureau, we entered into contract to help San Diego Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Tourism Marketing District, promote South County. And that is an ongoing contract that has about 2 more years left on it because none of the arts and culture was being promoted in South County as a tourism destination. But we have so much. People are used to coming to the sleep train / formerly cricket amphitheater, driving there, staying there for a concert and leaving. And there is so much more. We have what we believe to be the only outdoor surfboard museum in Imperial Beach. We have fabulous, fabulous playhouses. Coronado has one of the region's most prominent playhouses. Lamb's Players Theater is there. There's just so much, and we are so culturally rich, and especially with our proximity to the border and also the Pacific Rim, that concentration really hosts and shows off, if you will, the kinds of arts and culture throughout not only our statues and our playhouses and stuff, but even our architecture and our way of life, and we celebrate that.
And don't forget, you have the East Lake All-Stars who just won the Little League World Series National Championship. So we congratulate the South Bay on that. I think the whole region is very proud of those young men.
We are so proud, and this makes counting now one world, one national for Chula Vista. So if you want your kids to get in the pro ball game, you want to visit us in Chula Vista.
Well, thank you so much for being here with us today, Cindy. And again, good luck with the Vision Project and good luck to South County EDC.
Thank you so much. It's our pleasure.